When we share someone's story here on the Diaries, the episode might end, but their story doesn't. So many of the people we've talked to, they've gone on to do incredible things. They have epic adventures and make significant impacts in our community. Over on Diaries Plus, we're catching up with some of our former guests to see what they've been up to. I recently sat down with Connor Ryan, a Lakota professional skier from our Sacred Slopes episode, who's been knocking out groundbreaking projects ever since the episode aired. It's really incredible. We had a great discussion about the impacts he's made, what keeps his fire burning, and taking ski lessons as a pro skier. Here's a snippet of the conversation.
All the source of joy that I use to fill my cup to be out in the world doing positive things comes from my relationship to the outdoors. And so I've really focused on like, wow, like there's so much power if I can give one person the relationship to the outdoors that I have through skiing. And maybe that will have as profound of an effect on them as it's had on me.
To listen to the full episode, use the link in the show notes to subscribe to Diaries Plus today. Yeah, you get more shows, but you also have a peace of mind of powering what's out there right now, keeping us moving forward, keeping this community together. So thank you for everyone who supported and everyone who's going to support. We appreciate it. Hi, Cordelia.
Hey, Fitz.
Everyone remember Cordelia? She joined our team a little while ago as a producer, editor, extraordinaire. You'll be hearing more from her in the coming year. Welcome back, Cordelia.
Thanks, Fitz.
It's that time of year. The snow starts to fly, we gather, we reflect on the year past, and more importantly, we look forward in order to dream big. Welcome to the year of big ideas.
This year, it starts with a simple ad for a used car.
Admin remove if inappropriate. Free 1993 Honda Civic VX Red Hatchback. 5-speed manual, 285,000 miles. Carfax report provided.
The old red Civic had been on Brian O'Dell's mind. He thought about sending it to a junkyard or selling it on Craigslist. Even though it was time to move on, something was keeping him from just selling it for parts. Maybe it still had some life in it. He thought, there must be someone out there who needs an efficient, semi-disposable car to complete their outdoor adventure bucket list. So, he went to the Pacific Northwest message boards for skiing and climbing in the outdoors, places where people gather online, and he did something awesome. He posted it for free.
The car has a little bit of life left in it, but let's be honest, it's 26 years old and has 285,000 miles. It's due for retirement.
There was a catch, though, or at least a requirement. This wasn't first come, first serve. Brian needed something.
500 to 1,000 word essay on what you want to use the car for. Essay should focus on your trip, activity, sport, etc., and its importance in your life.
Brian had driven that Honda Civic since 2006, and it had been with him through the spontaneous ski trips, bachelor parties with a lot of booze in the trunk, getting stuck on mountain passes, and high centering on snowdrifts.
Obviously, like, I had an emotional attachment to the car. I'd done everything in that car. Like, it definitely had become, like, part of my personality, I guess. And so I wanted to give it a send-off, as opposed to just giving it to somebody on Craigslist that was going to pull it apart for parts. Yeah, I wanted somebody to use the car. I wanted them to be able to do the things that I had did or hadn't done. It's like you give somebody a pair of skis and you're like, oh, I never skied Mount Hood. And then they go and do it. And you're like, oh, like, yeah, you get to feel like you're a part of it.
Want me to read it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. All right. My name is Niles, and I am 26 years old. I call myself an avid outdoorsman since I love to run, ski, and climb, and spend more than 20 hours per week doing it. I currently live in Wenatchee, Washington, and get around using my Trek 1.2 road bike.
This is Niles Desmarais, and Niles won the essay contest.
I use the weekends as my escape, and whether it's running near Mount Si in North Bend, the Enchantments in Leavenworth, or skiing the birthday tour in the North Cascades, I find that this is a crucial time to escape the city and switch gears and explore.
Niles had sold his car to help him with his nursing career, so he didn't have access to all the adventures he loved. Although biking was getting him in really good shape, he was missing out on some of the longer distance trips.
With a car, I could use it as a medium for exploration on the weekends. I could drive down to Mount Adams to ski on a Saturday and drive up to Whistler this September to run a 35-mile trail race. I appreciate the consideration, and let me know if you have any further questions.
Brian and Niles met at the Department of Licensing in East Wenatchee for the trade-off. Brian showed him the nuances, the way you have to jiggle that key a little bit to open the door, and how much gas the clutch takes. And then Niles had the freedom of a new, used car. And a little bit of something else, too.
He kind of inspired me a little bit because it was really just such a nice action. I think that I realized that for myself, I don't do as much as I would like to help others.
So since then, he's been trying to pass on Brian's goodwill. In addition to outdoor adventuring, Niall uses the car and his time volunteering for the Humane Society and Search and Rescue.
Because it's nice when you see other people in your life that are doing other things for other people than just for themselves.
That's pretty sweet.
For better or for worse, ideas are infectious.
Sometimes they're unique to us. Sometimes they connect us together.
They're what push us forward as individuals and as a community.
They become our goals, and the struggle to realize them becomes memory. The stories of our lives.
Welcome to the year of big ideas. Every year we reach out to our contributors and friends of the show and the community to hear what everybody's up to.
I'm Fitz Cahal.
I'm Cordelia Zars.
You're listening to the Dirtbag Diaries.
So my first goal for 2019 is to climb Mount Baker. It's the last of the big Cascade volcanoes that I haven't climbed yet. And then for my second goal, I kind of wanted to give back to the community and brush up on my wilderness skills. So I'm taking the classes and I'm training to become a volunteer for search and rescue. And then my third goal is probably the most scary of all, because I've been dating a girl for like the past 8 months, and my goal for 2019 is just to keep that going, not be scared of commitment, and just stick with it.
I don't want to lose sleep over work. I want to spend more time and energy focused on things that I care about and spend less time and energy worrying about things that don't matter in the long run. I want to learn to swim. The time has come. I've had a few close calls. I don't want to be afraid of the water. And it's time to finally learn some technique.
My goals for 2019 is to first take things to completion. Second is to take care of all my responsibilities. And third is to climb a 14er.
To live in an off-the-grid cabin, finish my art installation in the desert, and make a documentary that I'm proud to show to other people.
My goals for 2019 are to be more decisive, always take things to completion, and take the initiative on things. Drive my own bus.
There is a 60-mile section of an old Pioneer wagon route that ends in Lake Powell. I want to trail run the whole thing in 2019. I'll be finished when I swim across the lake. My buddy and I have been planning a pack raft float trip down the San Juan River. We want to start in Mexican Hat, float for 2 days to our favorite canyon, then pack up our rafts and hike out for 2 days to emerge on Cedar Mesa. I have a backyard bronze foundry, and I want to take on bigger projects in 2019. I want to bid on at least one big project.
I want to become the first human ever, ever, to masterfully achieve a work-life balance that allows monetary gain in a city while also properly nourishing a relationship with my romantic partner and still finding time to ensure physical wellness and still feeding my disease that is innocuously referred to as creative writing. I want to sell at least one manuscript or book proposal to a mid to high profile publishing house and finally get some adequate goddamn distribution. I want to be more intentional about accruing speaking engagements, delivering at least one per month, and focusing on the subjects of mental illness, suicidality, and the healing power of nature.
In 2019, I would like to go on a solo backpacking trip. It's time for me to get over my fear of sleeping alone in the woods and also take some time to reconnect to myself as an individual in nature. On a professional note, I'm going to make concrete steps towards becoming a physician's assistant. I want to sign up for prerequisite courses at a local community college and find a job at a health clinic where I can begin getting my hands-on patient care hours. Also in 2019, I would like to continue getting outside and adventuring with my incredible partner, Alex. However, this year, instead of flying to the other side of the globe, I'd like to form an intimate relationship with the Blue Ridge Mountains right here in our backyard.
I hope to foster my passion for sustainable business and outdoor stewardship through my new job in the craft beer world. That means encouraging engagement in the mountains and rivers around us while appreciating a good brew at the end of the day. I also strive to strengthen and grow my roots in the outdoor community of my new home in Asheville, North Carolina. So that means delving deeper into some of the climbs and trails of the area with friends, both old and new. And finally, I want to continue traveling and exploring with my beautiful partner in crime, Audrey, and show her the joys of jumping out of an airplane.
Goal number one is to finish developing a program to help under-resourced kids get exposure to rock climbing. The idea is going to be to create a program that's going to teach kids climbing essentials, but these essentials could also serve as life skills for dealing with issues that come up during adolescence. Goal number two is going to be to expand the retail shop to include personal training programs for people based on my philosophy of climbing. I teach people to distance themselves from grades and comparisons. It's a personal philosophy, but I feel like it helps people to better connect with other climbers and appreciate their environment. Goal number three is to put some literature out there that explains my personal philosophy of climbing so that people of all ages can use it to develop creativity through movement.
After a year of no shopping in 2018, my goal for 2019 is to only purchase clothing secondhand or from sustainable companies. This year, I'd like to spend more time painting outside and not put so much pressure on the final outcome. In 2019, I want to plan an all-female backpacking trip.
So my first goal is to remember why I started Venture Out, which was to get outside more. So this year, I want to get outside at least one time a day and do some sort of adventure. And one full day a month, I want to get outside and do a much bigger adventure. My second goal is to say no to stuff that I don't want to do, at least some of the time. My third goal is to expand the Venture Out project to more places and more people. So to do that, we're going to run a volunteer training and we're going to do a road trip. And our hope is to double the number of participants in the Venture Out project for 2019.
In the spring of 2018, life as I knew it changed in the blink of an eye when the C5 vertebrae in my neck was shattered in an accident. My primary goal for 2019 is to find peace and acceptance within myself, to embrace the realities of life with a spinal cord injury. Having experienced firsthand the fragility of life, I will fight to live each day to the fullest with renewed positivity. Another goal is to leave the adaptive equipment behind and once again stand sideways, blinking turns down the mountain on my snowboard. I long to feel that rush of cold air against my face, the sting of flying snowflakes, the pulsing adrenaline, to fall down, laughing, get back up and keep on shredding.
In 2019, I will do an unsupported 50-mile jog walk. I will call 52 people I've lost touch with. I will reflect on what I'm grateful for before my first drink of coffee each morning, and I will climb El Cap.
My three goals for this year are to spend as many nights under the stars as possible, to spend as... Okay, can you stop it?
Why don't you just, like, sleep outside all the time then, Isaiah? Like, you don't have to sleep inside ever. You could go sleep on the porch right now.
I mean, but it's cold out there.
My goal here is to start a rock climbing gym, to try to do fun things, and at least some fun things outside enough that I don't lose my mind completely. Do I have to have a third goal?
Yeah. You have to have at least three goals. It's none of your big ideas if you only have two goals.
My other goal is to come up with a third goal. Yeah.
In the middle of 2018, I moved to New Zealand. One thing that surprised me about this change is how the stories I told myself and others about who I am no longer apply. So, 2019 will be a year of writing a new story. I hope to do this in a few ways. Number one, use my love of running long distances to explore my new home, starting in February with the Tetuaroa Ultra Marathon. Number two, develop some location-independent income streams, possibly involving writing or website development. And number three, find my tribe here in New Zealand by getting involved with a local outdoor community. It should be an exciting year.
I have a few commitments for 2019. My first commitment is to return to my adventure ground truthing project, Last Stands. Last year, with my friends Natalie and Mara, I spent a month bushwhacking in the rainforest to try to get the word out about old-growth logging in the Tongass. The threats to the rainforest up here are even more significant now, so we're headed back to my home island, and we're going to continue to try to learn and to get the story out, and this time we're taking bikes and pack rafts. I also want to get my sailboat ready to sail. I've got this beautiful sailboat, the Merlette, and I've had some adventures on her already, but I really need to put some time and energy into getting her rigging tuned up so she's really ready to go with the wind. And my third commitment is the spring when the migratory songbirds return to Southeast Alaska. I really want to be able to recognize their songs, and I'm almost there, but I need to spend some time with some audio resources like what's offered by Cornell Lab to really get those songs in my ear.
I want to commit to committing in my daily routine, in individual tasks, in my adventure sports endeavors, in my attempts to learn Slovenian. I want to do the things I do less sporadically, more consistently, and more effectively. I want to connect with my First Nations heritage. Iroquois heritage makes up just a fraction of my diverse Canadian roots, but I want to learn more about where my ancestors came from, and that will likely mean diving into the terrible history of residential schools in Canada, but maybe my journey will help other Canadians accept and celebrate their Indigenous heritage and roots.
I want to finish writing my first musical, which I said I would do in last year's resolutions, and I did start it, but this year I will be following through. I want to nurse my brain back to full health after a concussion last spring. We're almost there, but I still can't run, which is kind of my lifeblood. So in 2019, I will start running again. I have faith.
My goal for 2019 is to see how fast I can run a mile. And the sub-goal of that is to see if I can beat my time that I ran as a sixth grader, which I believe was about 6:15. Another goal that I have for the year is also related to running. A few years ago, Fitz, Anya, and I picked out a route to trail run through the Olympics, and due to a variety of life things, we didn't get a chance to do that. But I love the idea of spending a day moving through the mountains with friends and exploring a part of Washington that I haven't seen before.
So next year, I'm going to try to do the goal that I tried to do last year and failed at, which was the In Praise and Mediocrity one, where I did something of significance in biking, running, climbing, and skiing, and I came really close, but I did not do all four last year. I failed on the climbing. And then also, one of the best moments of last year was going in and seeing the Bears Ears Visitor Center that all of us built together. And next year, when the moment arises, I don't know what it's going to be, but you know, I want to be able to commit and to be ready to put in the work, to stick my neck out there and do something good for the community.
And my final goal was inspired by Fitz and Becca and the Dirtbag Diaries. I have a partner and 2 8-year-old twins, and they're wonderful. And since they came into my life, my adventuring life has changed. And my partner and I talked after listening to the episode about starting to plan our own sabbatical so that we can go on some sort of grand adventure.
Thanks to Brian and Niles for sharing their car story, and to everyone else we talked to for sharing their goals in 2019. If you haven't made a goal for the new year, do it right now, or at least think about it. And if you need a bit more inspiration, follow us on Instagram at dirtbag_diaries. Music today from Bradley Carter, Tri Tachyon, and Ken Christensen. The tracks are courtesy of Free Music Archive. Jacob Bain and Nice Kodo composed our theme song. You can find the links to the artists at our website, dirtbagdiaries.com. This episode was produced by Cordelia Zars and Jen Altschul. Becca Cahal is our executive producer. I am Fitz Cahal, and you've been listening to the Dirtbag Diaries. Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.